After Buzzers, you're watching the after show for The Vampire Diaries Season 7, Episode 16, Days of Future Past. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do you know how I'm breaking while you fall asleep?
Sing it loud, louder, Sam, louder.
Do you know?
She went for it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Vampire Diaries After Show. It's been a long time since we've all been here. In case you forgot who we are, I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can follow me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. And I'm going to let the other ladies introduce themselves because, you know, I feel like I'm being reintroduced to you guys as well.
Hi, guys. I'm Katie Campbell, and you can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. And in case you were not in the Originals After Show, I have a shirt. It says Friday. I wore it special for today because Friday our shows come on and they came back from a long hiatus and Katie says yay. So I just wanted to show you guys my shirt.
And if you were in the Originals room earlier tonight, you'll hear, this is repeated, but she's told literally everybody she runs into about her shirt. She's that excited about it.
It's cute. It's a cute shirt.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, I'm Jordana Morphin. You can follow me on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter at SamD43, and I'm in the live chat, so please keep on chatting.
All right, so we're back after a long hiatus, or what felt like months all over again. And I want to just get straight into the episode, but I want to start with, so the last episodes we had, we kept seeing flash forwards of 3 years ahead, and now we're seeing flashbacks of 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So bear with us as we try to figure out this whole time situation. So 3 years ago, we know that Stefan and Valerie kind of decided to go off together to find answers, and Stefan's leaving behind Caroline so that she can, you know, keep the baby, Alaric's baby safe, and he thinks he's making the right choice. And we see Stefan and Valerie kind of deciding, you know, we're going to go on the run. Let's find some answers. You know, we can go back to trace back where her family came from. And, I mean, it's just Stefan sort of realizing that Raina's not going to live forever, so neither is he.
Which I didn't think about that until he said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because they used up all her lives.
Well, and that's something new. And don't kill me, guys, but just saying, a cat has 9 lives, like Catherine. And I just couldn't continue to, like, make that connection, just because I don't know, her character Raina is odd. She's not an odd, like,
this episode she was just crazy.
Yeah,
she's a bit confusing. Yeah. Because at first we saw her as this killer, relentless killer, and then we learn more about her the last couple episodes that go into her backstory, and she's just, this episode I feel like we learned a lot more, but it's confusing as to what she feels about everything.
And I do want to talk about that, but first I want to talk about Stefan and Valerie freaking falling in love, or whatever this is that they're falling into, because they've clearly traveled the world together. They've gone on all these adventures, and it's just the two of them. They're isolated. You know, we see them in the Philippines, drunkenly kind of talking to whoever, and the bartender there being like, I think I know what you're talking about. And there's this whole, you know, let's look at the stars and constellations. And once someone starts looking at the stars with you, you just know you're going to make out with them.
No. Stefan initiated that.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Dude, this is Stefan's move. He's done this before with Elena.
Yeah.
No, seriously, him and Elena, after she turned into a vampire, I think, are sitting on top of a house or building of some sort looking up at the stars. Like, he's got it down.
Yeah, you know what? I went back and rewatched all of it, and it just made my Selena heart, like, feel Selena so much again, you know? And then they gave us Stefan and Caroline for a while, and I was getting into it because I wanted both Caroline and Stefan to be happy, and I was starting to go down that path. And then they're ripping that away from us, and they're giving us Stefan and Valerie right now. And I'm not like, oh, I'm Stefan and Valerie, but that moment was really cute. It was cute, and I felt the cuteness.
It was really cute. You guys know that I've been Team Val for a while. Like, I liked her, but I'm not gonna lie. Seeing them kiss, I wasn't very fond of it.
Yeah, this one was just like,
I was like, I couldn't. It's a little weird to me.
Is it because, like, we've seen her be a little thirsty the last couple of episodes?
She's always been thirsty. She's so always
like Katie says, we've seen her be thirsty and, like, look so pretty.
Yeah, she's looking like she said the F word or something. Like, it's okay.
It's okay. You have permission to say thirsty.
I think that I've liked just, like, the way that she's been wanting to help him and everything, but now that she's like trying to get at him more and more, and that we saw them kiss, I was just like, no.
To me, stop. It just fueled my fire with she's being nice, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, that guy, he doesn't like me, but as long as I stick around and I'm still there for him as a friend, maybe eventually, you know, he'll have feelings for me. So the kiss kind of was like, oh, Stephanie, you played right into her master plan of getting you to forget about Caroline and fall in love with her.
Well, he can't forget about Caroline. Like, he still loves her. Yeah. So what does she think she's even doing with that? Because at the end of the day, even if they do fall in love, he's still gonna have feelings for Caroline.
And shout out to the fan that, and I'm trying to look up who it was that sent us that really awesome video. Did you guys watch it? It was like a Stefan and Caroline, love song.
Yeah.
Montage. I loved that. But I think about when we met Valerie from day one. Mm-hmm. She was always pretending to be someone she's not. I first thought she was good, and then she wasn't. Then we thought she was bad, and then she wasn't. And it's very manipulative, and
she just wants Stefan. Like, that's what she wants.
So then just, like, say that. Yeah. Just don't manipulate him to, because he seems like he's played out right now. He's so easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so things get a little crazy. And now we jump ahead to current, like, it says today, but what they mean is 3 years from today.
Yeah.
Today in their world, not our world.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we start off with Raina still trying to get Stefan to take this deal. Damon's like, dude, you know, we can transfer my scar over to you. And, I mean, because that's kind of the theme of the whole thing. We know Damon's been saying this for a while. And we know that Damon means well. Did you guys think that Damon, at this point, would ever actually go through with...
I think he would right there. And then when Raina revealed to him that, oh, you must have known that when I die, you're going to die because this is my last life. You saw it in his face that he's like, oh, then I'll never see Elena again. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do it. So he was choosing in that moment, he was choosing himself over his brother.
Yep.
Which is an overall theme with these brothers. Mm-hmm. As much as I defend Damon and want him to always make the right choices, he does always seem to think about himself first and his brother last. And where the opposite is that Stefan is always putting his brother first. Mm-hmm. I mean, you even saw, you know, Stefan when Damon's trying to get his cell phone out and loosening the ropes, the first thing Stefan says is, how are you doing?
Yeah. Josh Rodriguez made an interesting point, and I'm sure there's an answer for it. It's, why didn't Valerie just move the scar to a random vampire?
Because she said it could only go to a blood relative.
Right. Wow. Okay.
I wrote that down because I thought the same thing for a second, and then when they said blood relative, I was like, well, crap, last season we had What's-Her-Face show up randomly as Sarah show up, so there's gotta be some other Salvatore out there who's a mass murderer, like a thief or something who
we can just transfer it over to. That would be a cool way to bring her back.
Yeah. But they have to be a vampire. So maybe we got to turn one of their relatives into a vampire.
And then
bring that poor girl back, ruin her life all over again. She doesn't remember it the first time.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of Salvatore Ripper vampire out there that we don't know about right now who we can transfer the scar to, who deserves to actually be off of the scar. Yeah.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Katie. It's okay. But, you know, Stefan, again, in his great escape, he's escaped now and he's on the run from Raina, still thinking about his brother, calls Valerie and's like, hey, go to the news station because Damon needs your help because he's full of werewolf venom. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying these words, I'm looking at, I see Katie's reaction in my side eye, and I'm just like, this is just feeding into her Stefan love and like...
Because he's just the best character on television ever.
Yeah,
really is.
Love's getting a little out of control over here.
I'm going to make something called Keffin.
Oh, yes. Hashtag Keffin.
You know he's a character on TV, right?
I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. Just as long as you know he's not real.
Are you going to have to do, like, role play with your boyfriend and be like, dress up like a vampire, like Stefan Salvatore? He'll be like, who?
Great idea.
Oh, don't lie. You know you've already done it.
Only knows who Stefan is.
Okay, so, I mean, then, you know, Raina reminds Damon about everything, But what's interesting is what we learn about Raina in these phone calls that her and Stefan are having. Because Raina apparently grew fond of Stefan in her 3 years being imprisoned by the armory.
This is what makes her confusing.
Yeah, this was confusing, and it kind of made her seem a little crazy because she said she was growing fond of him, but at the same time, it was just kind of like creepy, you know? Like, you've seen everything that he's been doing, but it kind of seems like she likes him in a way, you know, like this attachment.
Yeah, which is interesting too, because we've heard her mention her love interest before to Damon, who was a vampire, and she ended up killing him. And maybe it was that whole situation again. Like, she was watching him, and then maybe they had some kind of a connection, relationship, whatever, but her drive to kill somebody because of this curse that she has, which she called it a curse, which I thought was so interesting. She doesn't like it, she said. That drove her to kill her boyfriend or whatever he was.
But also, I mean, she's marked a lot of different vampires, so how is it unique that she feels like, is this the first, I don't think that's it's the first time that she's been affected.
She feels like something.
Because this is the first time we're getting this information, and so it just makes you think back on all the other people who she's daggered, especially Beau. Yeah. What did Beau ever do? Beau happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time with, what's-his-face, and then got the mark. And then when she came back to life and killed him outside the hospital, I'm like, if you were in dying and could see what your marks were up to and stuff, you would have seen that Beau wasn't doing anything terrible. Yeah. He couldn't even talk. Like, he...
That's why I have a feeling that she has maybe, like, a... Not a crush, but there's... What you said. What her ex-boyfriend lover...
What if her lover, ex-lover, was a doppelganger of Stefan? Because we, you know, played with this whole doppelganger thing.
Oh, Katie, you're so smart.
Yeah, and, you know, he's the last one, though, because I forget who those people were. But when they had to channel...
The Gemini coven?
No. The people that kicked everybody out of...
The Heretics?
No, this was in season... I can't remember what they were called, but they kicked everybody out of Mystic Falls. They put that whole spell up.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to kill off all the doppelgangers, so there's only Stefan and Elena left, so they could do a spell. Mm-hmm. So they killed Stefan's doppelganger in Atlanta. But what if, you know, before, years ago, we don't know how long ago her ex-lover was. Maybe it was this a doppelganger of Stefan.
It could be.
That would be a nice way to bring it full circle because, I mean, she just kind of... At first I was like, is she saying that she fell in love with him, watching him? Over all these years, like, I was very confused what she was trying to say, but then I also understood that she was saying, like, you know, I'm giving you an out because you don't deserve this. Yeah. You aren't a bad person.
And what is also weird is the fact that when we first met Raina, we know that she's going to kill any vampire in her way to get to the one who has the mark. But now she's kind of, like, picking and choosing, and I'm not going to kill you, Damon, because I might use you to transfer this, and I'm not going to kill... You know, you, because it's weird. I don't really understand her fully yet.
But she still had no qualms at the end, and not to get to that, but, like, of what she did. So it seems like she has feelings, but she knows, like, what she needs to do is more important than that. Someone in the chat, Kyle Kent said said something that Raina was a badass until this episode.
She kind of was. This softened her up and made her just not the... kill the vampire huntress that she's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found interesting when she was... I forgot who she... Or I think she was talking to Matt. Stefan or Stefan? Matt. When she was saying, you know, like, I hear all these voices in my head, and she was saying, like, oh, I'm 100% human. So, like, obviously she doesn't like the, you know, this hunting that she has to do, but what you're saying, it's just, like, it's confusing because, I don't know, it's just confusing seeing her... being such a badass, and then this episode, it's just like, no,
but
you're not there anymore.
To me, it's not compelling. When we saw Catherine at the beginning, that was compelling. She was doing something wrong, but you also saw that she had a soft side, and she was, like, falling in love with both of the guys, and you got it. You know, she was still a villain, but we understood her. This, I'm not feeling the soft side. To me, it makes her more weak than understandable. Mm-hmm. Relatable.
And, you know, the feminist side of me wants to say, why does the badass girl have to have the soft side, have to have the side of the compassion? Because if it was a male character, a lot of times they don't have any redeeming qualities, and that's fine, because a villain can just be a villain instead of trying to show, like, oh, but look, she is sweet, and she does have, you know, like, emotions, and she can, you know, relate and feel sorry for him and want to help him. and instead of just being what she is supposed to be, which is a vampire huntress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Klaus is the perfect example of that coming back at, because he was like the worst guy. He did the worst things ever, but we still liked him because we saw these moments that we connected with him on an emotional level. And I'm just not getting those moments with her. I know they're trying. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but you're not feeling it.
No.
So then the other confusing part to this episode, for me at least, because so much was happening so fast, there was like jumps to all these different things, which I liked because it kept it fast paced, and it was like I felt bad writing notes because I was like, I'm missing stuff on the screen. But this plan that Damon comes up with Enzo's help, which we'll get into Enzo's whole story in a little bit, but just the piece where Damon has knocked out Valerie because she wants to do the spell on him, and he's like, no, I'm gonna have it all, knock her out, and then he's on his way to a base where he told Stefan to meet him, and Enzo shows up, or Enzo's there, and Nora's there, and Nora, like, takes, you know, Alex from the armory away, and just leaves Stefan as a sitting duck on this Dallas Air Mac, and I'm like, wait, a hunter is coming for him, you guys are all supposed to be... There's a plan or something to save Stefan?
They never answered that. They just jumped away.
It was too much. I think that plot device, whatever they were trying to do with the being by like the jets and stuff at this airport, the private airport in Dallas or Texas, wherever they were, God even knows. It didn't work. I was like, wait, okay, so now heretics can teletransport because Nora's going from one place to the other, and I'm thinking teletransportation. I was confused.
Yeah. She's doing the Invisiquay thing, which we saw the Geminis do back in the beginning, which is just like a cloaking thing.
Yeah, but then she popped up.
Where she went somewhere else.
She wasn't in the same place anymore. Like, they didn't walk up.
You know, it's not like she went invisible and then walked away. Like, she just appeared in front of Enzo,
too. She vamp ran under the cloak.
She's a witch.
She's a heretic.
Oh, yeah, she's a heretic.
She's a vampire witch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So she, took off sprinting with Alex. Yeah, took off
sprinting, then Invisiquay again. She's there. She's gone.
Who was Stefan supposed to meet there?
That's what I'm confused about. They said that Damon said, don't worry, the armory will come. They want Reyna. So Enzo was supposed to lure Alex there because the armory wants Reyna. Stefan brings Reyna there. Damon's also supposed to be there. Also, don't give him a time if you can't get there in time.
Stefan was supposed to be there he wanted the armory's help. And so Damon said, I'm going to bring them and you're going to lure Reyna there and the armory can get what they want and they could get Reyna. But what's weird is that she even was seeing where he was going. Like, she's got these weird visions that she knows where all of her people are going. But have we seen her struggle on knowing where somebody is before? Or that's only when Stefan was cloaked?
I don't know. That's the thing. I would like to see kind of maybe a flashback of her experiences with other people whom have the mark. Because it seems as though this Stefan thing was unique to her. But we don't know why, because we don't know what it's been like with her before.
Because every other time she's been hunting someone, like with Julian, for example, they were chased all throughout Europe and stuff, and we heard those stories. But if you could connect with the person when you close your eyes and see what they're thinking and doing, you would have thought that Julian wouldn't have been able to hide from her as long as he was able to.
So there has to be like a special connection that she has with Stefan, because that's what I'm saying, like with Bo and everyone else, how...
Could you not know
where to find them? Yeah.
And especially when she got old and was aging and, you know, had kind of, and before Enzo came and killed her and burned her alive and she rose like a phoenix.
Yeah.
Before that, are you just getting old and realizing that all your people are out there living their lives and have no worries? And,
well, when she's in those mental hospitals, because it's been twice that we know of, but I'm sure she's been in mental hospital like more than that before, every time she goes back to life, maybe. But we don't see her get attached. Like, I think that she has, because she says, I was bored when I was kidnapped at the armory. What else did I have to do? Well, what else did she have to do before when she was turning into an old lady in the bed at that mental hospital?
Yeah. Nora should have done Invisiquay on Stefan in that moment.
That's what I'm saying. Their plan didn't make any sense to me, because you say that the armory is going to come and help you get Reyna, but then you leave Stefan sitting out there like a duck with no backup, no help at all, and still confused at what the plan is. So my only thought is that Enzo and Nora, you know, since they're on their own team because of other things that are happening, mm-hmm. they kind of screwed them over. Or maybe mm-hmm. Damon was just like, hey, I'll get Stefan to bring Reyna there if you get this there. And then Enzo just took what his part of what he needed, which was Alex, and didn't really care what happened to Stefan.
We have someone in the chat, Josh Rodriguez. Don't worry, Josh. We see you. Don't spam us. Don't threat. I think I know the answer to your question, but he said, I'm confused again. The Gemini Coven did the transfer from Joe to Caroline. They aren't blood related, but it's a different spell.
It's a different
one. Coven. It's just a different entity at whole, right?
Valerie kind of touched base on this because, you know, when Damon calls her out, because Valerie, first of all, told Stefan she had no idea that mm-hmm. a transfer could be made, which I didn't believe her from the second she said that. Mm-hmm. And then Damon was asking, it was when they were in the car talking about the transfer, and he told her, or and she said it had to go to a blood relative. She said, this is a different kind of transfer than the one that the Gemini did. Mm-hmm. Because Damon's sitting there like, hey, it was one of my first thoughts. You know, the Gemini Coven transferred this to Caroline. Why couldn't you do it to Stefan? And she's like, this is a different one. And I was trying to keep you out of it because Stefan makes the wrong choices when you're around. And as his only blood relative, Valerie was just trying to keep Damon out of it. At least that's her excuse for not telling.
Yeah, people keep on saying it's the same spell. I don't remember.
Like everybody is deciding what's good for Stefan.
Yeah.
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 They need to just clue him in so he can decide what's good for Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan is the only one who knows what's good for Stefan.
TV Titan says, nobody's looking out for Stefan, so he's in the stone.
Aww. Well, yeah, because then by the time Damon realizes that he's not the greatest big brother and making the right choices and is like, Valerie, do the spell now, it's too late because Reyna's been there. But the interesting thing that happens here is that Reyna tells him that when the scar reopened, she could feel what he felt. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want Caroline. He didn't want Valerie. He wanted his brother. He went to his brother to wake him up. And that slowed him down from being able to run from her and just was a dumb decision. And she's like, the Phoenix Stone is still trying to liberate you because you haven't fully accepted that you have to let your brother go. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to finally let him go? And Stefan's like, yeah. And she's like, all right, remember that while you're in hell. Boom.
So she can't be that in love.
She's back.
So yeah, that was very interesting that, you know, I guess Stefan's back in the stone now. But if he's in the stone and ready to accept what the stone is telling him, does that mean his time there will be more peaceful? Or is he still going to be tormented?
So. He'll probably still be tormented.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be, like, sitting on a lake, like, in a boat, just chilling.
Just chilling.
Yeah, he's, here's what I've noticed, actually. Think about all seven seasons. Either Damon's bad or Stefan's bad. We have had those seasons and, mm-hmm. like, chunks of time where Stefan is bad and Damon has to step up because there's no other option. So we're switching it again. That's mm-hmm. that's what it seems to be happening. Because right now, Damon is so annoying because he's being so stupid.
Mm-hmm. I think bad because they keep pressing this issue about Damon making the wrong choices and causing all this bad stuff for Stefan. And I see that, but at the same time, I just love them as brothers. And when they were on the phone earlier on in the episode before they had this whole meetup plan, I just love the back and forth between the two of them. And I don't want them to be separate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that since now that he's going to be in his hell, and you're saying, just because what we saw earlier, again, Damon with his, you know, being selfish, and mm-hmm. When he gets to Stefan, it's too late again, like always. And Stefan's always looking for his brother, you know? Mm-hmm. His brother's like his number one. Maybe when he is in his personal hell and Reyna says, you know, it's time to let go of your brother, I feel like it's gonna be like when he's in his hell, he's not gonna let go of his brother, you mm-hmm. know? I think it's just gonna stick with him even longer.
Yeah. Even though he said he's ready, can he actually do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think he can yet.
I don't know. After this thing, when he's like, Damon, say the words. You're not going to do the transfer. Mm-hmm. Like, if my brother did that to me, I mean, I'd be ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a line that, you know, and it took a lot for Stefan to get there, but I truly believe that he's gotten to the line of, like, Damon, you've screwed me over for the very last time. Like, this was very selfish of you. it was your idea, you came up with it, and now Damon, who's trying to have the best of both worlds, you can't have your cake and eat it too, Damon.
Or maybe that's what that's going to be in his hell.
Yeah.
Damon, like, living this life that, you know, Stefan can't.
Yeah, and people are asking in the chat, like, are we going to have a different actor be Stefan now? Like, is that, you know, I'm sure whatever person's in Stefan's body will become part of the thing. I just hope this doesn't last very long, because we've seen it so many times. Yeah. I just am kind of over it.
Yeah.
Well, it jumps back to what happens at the end of the episode. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I want to talk about, like, Nora and stuff, because, you know, Nora and Mary Louise, we saw them get taken at the convenience store after being proposed to with a ring pop, which, I mean, I love ring pops. I miss those.
Don't make them anymore?
Oh,
they
no.
No, they do.
You guys, I have them in my apartment.
Yeah, I just haven't had one in a long time. They don't fit as good on my ring finger like they used to when I was a kid. But, you know, they've been in the prison with the armory for 3 years, and the armory has been doing experiments on Mary Louise with taking Raina's blood that they made into pills and giving it to her. I don't know what it did to her.
Yeah.
Poisoning. But it was poisoning her slowly. She can't use her magic. It was kind of containing the magic down. And so Alex...
Does it do it to witches or heretics or vampires or everybody?
Witches.
The witch part.
Okay.
So this is what I was confused about. What exactly do they want, like, Alex? Mm-hmm. What exactly does she want to do with that pill? Like, they're testing it on Mary Lou, but what reaction or what do they want? You know?
Why are they doing it?
To see.
Do they just want to kill off witches?
Well, even if they're not trying to kill off witches, just another way to have witches be immobilized for a brief moment. We saw, you know, Enzo put that, did something to Bonnie a couple episodes ago when she was in the armory and she couldn't use her magic. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just another weapon for them to have against, to protect themselves, because the armory people are human from what I understand.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Enzo? Are we talking about him at all yet? Because just quickly though, I have a question, because we basically had everything solved as far as what we saw at the beginning of the season with the flash forwards and we're like, what the hell? We basically explained everything except for the Bonnie and Enzo thing. And we don't see them fall in love or together yet, but it seems at this point, 3 years in the future, like, he's trying to save her.
Yeah, because, I mean, Alex thinks that, first of all, that Enzo released Raina, and then at the end, when she's talking to Enzo, she's like, why did you steal so many of the pills? Mm-hmm. So I think that somewhere, you know, maybe next week, the week after, we'll get, like, the backstory on Enzo and Bonnie, and it will show, because her in that mental institute, like, she wasn't Bonnie, you know, she wasn't thinking straight. So I don't know if it was him who was giving her the pills.
I think he was.
But Enzo's thinking that these pills are supposed to help her, right?
Yeah, which is interesting because
when he gives it to Nora, remember, when they're fighting, he gives it to Nora. Nora's like, this is killing Mary Lou. And his reaction was like, what? I didn't know.
Yeah. So it's like, has he been accidentally poisoning Bonnie this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why he wanted the anecdote. And that's why him and Nora ended up working together, because he's like, look, I need answers just like you.
He has been trusting Alex, apparently, for I don't know when in these last 3 years he escaped with all the pills and he's on the run, but he should have learned 3 years ago that he can't trust her.
I mean, Enzo just always falls into the wrong crowd. And, you know, in his defense, this is a girl who's, you know, related to him.
Is allegedly. She even? No.
I still haven't seen the proof, Enzo. I haven't seen the proof. Where the DNA test? Maury.
Oh my gosh.
No, but, you know, he's finally found family, which is what he's been in search for this whole time. People to accept him, to want him in their group, because every group he falls into, eventually it's like they are choosing each other over him because he's the new guy.
Well, that's why he needs to be on red alert. And that's why when somebody comes up and says, I'm your family, he's not supposed to be like, cool, okay. Yeah. He should be, because of all these times you're saying, he's always getting put on the outside because everybody else is friends first. He needs to be questioning these things.
Yeah, or it's the time when he's like, oh, someone I'm blood related to who's not going to turn their back, because what he's seen is that Mama Salvatore chose her blood sons, you know, Bonnie and them, like, chose their friends that they've known who are like sisters to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone is choosing the family bond that they have over him, so he's thinking that his family is supposed to do the same thing.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point.
But prove it.
We need to get Mari up in here. I need a DNA test. Enzo, you are not the long-lost cousin of Alex. but, you know, Nora does, you know, get Mary Louise out safely. And then this is where I got a little confused because I think my head was down writing some notes. Mm. And when I looked up, they were driving off, but then Raina turned her attention on them after leaving Stefan. Yeah. And at the time, were either of them marked?
No, because she threw her, because she's Raina and she's got this rage and anybody who's in her way, anybody who's in her way, but she, Damon was in her way earlier, she didn't kill him.
Things have been in her way lots of times.
Yeah, and she doesn't kill him. So, but, you know, Nora and Mary Louise had a sweet moment and they kissed and they're cute. And then she's just saying, you know, seeing these heretics, these vamps that she's going to kill. So she throws her sword into the car, which goes into the seat and straight into Nora.
Okay.
So that scratches her arm, like grazes it, and it goes into the...
Right, so what she has to do now is go get her sword because that's her object that she needs, and she's always chasing that first before people who are marked. So that's why she went after them.
Okay. I just, guess I was just confused why she threw the dagger in the first place at them since they had nothing to do with what had happened over there and were driving off to their happy place because in my head I was thinking, were they already marked? Is that why she's turning her attention to them now? Because she hasn't been focused on any of the other vampires who have gotten in her way. She didn't care about Caroline when she had her in captivity. Like, you got stuff in there. You could have killed Caroline afterwards. You didn't do anything to Damon. Like, she's come around vampires this whole entire time while chasing Stefan and has done nothing to any of them.
Yeah, that's why there better be something to that, to the fact that she's not killing them, because then that makes her character not stable or something.
Yeah, makes her biased, and you can't be biased against vampires. But, you know, we have a little Thelma and Louise moment here. Because, I mean, Mary Louise is dying anyway, and then she sees that, and I thought she was going to be trying to transfer the scar onto her since she was already, like, as good as dead. She's like, no, no. I thought it was going to be like, Nora, you live. I'm going to take the scar from you so that Raina will just kill me since I'm dead in a week anyway. Right. I didn't know she was just going to blow up the whole thing in the car and the dagger.
Did she purpose it?
Wait, I'm confused because I thought that she started, that she ended up doing that because Nora said, I can't live without you. And so they kind of like agreed.
And looked at I felt like they looked at each other.
Because you know how she put her hand on, Nora put her hand on the sword with her. And that's where she's like, no, no, I'm trying to save you. And then that's when Nora's like, no, but I can't live without you. So I thought that they agreed at that point. They're like,
maybe that's
just die together because we can't live without each other.
They sacrificed and killed the sword too.
But what does that really mean? Destroyed?
Yes, because we saw the previews for next week, and I think every single vampire trapped in that sword came out. And now they're all out, not necessarily in the right body, because Stefan ends up being some old guy from back in the day. And I think that they're all loose, and it's going to be fun. I'm excited about that.
So it's every every body of a person that's been hit by the sword. Like, it's just all kind of gotten mixed up with the bodies and the souls, but it's the same bodies and souls. They've all had to be, you know, stabbed by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, random people that are getting these souls. It's bodies of people that have been...
I think marked.
If the sword is destroyed now, is Raina... Can she live without the sword?
I mean, we saw her screaming in the field, but...
But then she stopped screaming.
But I'm confused because if you kill Raina, you kill everyone else... too.
Well, also, here's the thing, she wants to kill those vampires. That's her thing, to kill vampires. She makes mark on, they're dead. She got two, like, she didn't get them, they killed themselves, so wouldn't that be like, okay, you did my work for me.
But if the sword... The Phoenix Stone is what, that's the link, it's a link between her and her prey, or victims. So with that, with the Phoenix Stone being destroyed in this fire, if it's actually destroyed, because I feel like if all we needed to do was burn a Phoenix Stone, someone would have done that a while ago. I don't think it's that easy to just...
Blow it up with magic, though.
Get rid of it.
They blew it up.
No. Was that, like, different? Instead of, throwing it into a fire, you're blowing it up with a certain spell?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was very confusing. It just seems like,
okay, if you guys have the ability to do this the whole time, why hadn't it already been done?
Because nobody wants to sacrifice themselves, but now that they're both going to die anyway if they just stick around. But so we'll sacrifice speaking we love each other and whatever, we're done.
It feels like I could have, when they had possession of the dagger and the Phoenix Stone, I could put it in the corner over there, do the spell, because what killed them was Mary Louise was already very weak and dying because she had been poisoned, so it was too much for her to do. And all her power went into destroying this. Okay. If she had done it when she was healthy, had all her heretics with her, and you're all holding hand and using each other, that's enough power that no one had to die.
Yeah, I think they were, like, holding the sword. So maybe you have to hold it and do the spell?
And if you blow up, you blow up.
Oh, okay.
And you die.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. All right. I mean,
I can see that.
To each their own.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Really, though. But, you know, I'm really excited about getting all of these vampires back and playing with the idea of that because, you know, I think Beau's body's destroyed, right?
Yes.
But maybe Beau will jump into somebody else.
Yeah.
Beau's in the stone.
Yeah, because
how would they know he can't talk?
But maybe he'll talk now.
No, he can't talk because
of his body.
Yeah. So now that he's not the...
Maybe, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And we'll get but
because his body, right?
Yeah, he had an accident or something. Mm.
So if he's in someone else's body, then he can...
Then he can... Okay.
Yeah, Raina did that to him.
Bring Beau back.
Hashtag bring Beau back. And then we also had Matt, who was involved in this, Matty Blue Eyes. Mm-hmm. He is the one who actually let Raina out of her cage and sicked her on Stefan. He actually told Raina he wasn't going to let her out until she promised to put Stefan in the Hellstone again.
She kept on her promise.
Yes, because Maddie is mad at Stefan for what he did to his girlfriend, Tinny.
I totally forgot about her. We were watching this, and when he was at the grave, I was like, oh, yeah, is he visiting his sister? And then she's like, remember his girlfriend, Penny? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Penny,
totally
for your thoughts.
Forgot about
Penny
it.
Well, here's thoughts. The thing. They really should have written her character into it more and had us get attached to her before they told us she died.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
He turned against all of his friends.
We might care about her more as they tell us the story of their love, you know, and then we'll start being...
I don't think they will.
I don't even think they will.
I think we're almost caught up.
Well, they'll go back within that 3 years.
I'm done with the 3 years.
They're doing flashbacks for the rest of the season of what happened during the 3 years because they said at the... after the last episode, that was the last of the flash forwards we were going to see, and now we're going to get caught up with what happened with everyone in those 3 years. So we will see her and what happened.
So here's the thing, though. Matt, in order for me to justify his anger towards Stefan, it would have had to be Stefan killing Penny for some reason, because I'm not going to like it if it's Penny got in the way of the whole Raina and Stefan situation. Raina accidentally killed her.
Yeah.
That's not Stefan's fault. So don't direct your anger at that.
Well,
it shouldn't be that.
He does say he promised that he was going to make Stefan pay for what he did to her, which does make you assume Stefan had a direct play in her death. Whether he was at fault or not, it's still up to be decided. And I think if you lose your girlfriend, you're not thinking like, oh, Stefan was involved, but it wasn't his fault directly. But if Stefan was the cause of it, you're just angry because now you've made me lose my sister.
Yeah,
my mom's gone. Like, everyone is gone. My friends are all vampires because of you.
Well, it better not be that it was Raina then, because he helps Raina.
Well, Raina would have been in the prison for 3 years, so she couldn't have had anything to do with Penny dying.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're still not really caught up. As far as I'm still confused when Penny died exactly. I guess it would make sense for those not to overlap, but just really should have gotten to know her character better and to see, like, why Matt loved her so much so we could understand why he would turn on his friends.
I think that's still to come because the last time we saw her in the flash forwards, it wasn't really them being in love. It was them starting their relationship. So we haven't seen anything.
True.
We haven't seen anything. I mean, tonight we just saw why Stefan and Valerie fell in love. We're just starting to see all these things now.
Stefan's been on the run for 3 years, so how could he have been with Penny?
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
But they were supposed to start off by going to find Raina's roots, which are still not in Mystic Falls, but still in the country, before they would have gone abroad.
Okay.
You know?
Penny just got in the way.
Penny got in the way. So let's quickly get into some predictions for next week. A lot of stuff is coming up. Like Katie said, we see Stefan kind of back, but mm-hmm. not really Stefan, which is kind of a repeat of what we saw earlier this season. Mm-hmm.
But I love Stefan's character. I think he's such a great character, genuine character. He always makes the right decisions. You know, I think he's just a great character, but I do think it's fun when we see these, you know, when we see Stefan as a Ripper, I think it's fun to play with those sides of him. And I think he's even said he has fun playing, you know, the dangerous side as opposed to regular Stefan, you know, so he has fun playing those characters. And I think it's going to be nice to see him playing this crazy old guy from years ago. I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think after 7 seasons of playing the same character, it's a little fun to mix it up
a little bit. Hey, he's gotten his time. He's been Ripper, Stefan. I hope it's different than Ripper, Stefan. It's like we're going to have to differentiate. Him as an actor is going to have to differentiate these characters that he's playing that aren't himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's going to have a lot of fun from the preview. So.
And, I mean, I guess my prediction, well, not even a prediction, my biggest question is just, does no one still care that Julian died? Like, one has been, none of his crew cared about the fact that he just stopped showing up one day. Mm-hmm. Like, no one has really mentioned anything about Julian's death at all, so... Just wanted to put that reminder out for you guys.
All right, he's Julian. Sorry about that.
Also, Ian directed this episode.
Yes. Oh, okay, yes. I forgot about that.
And Paul's going to be directing one coming up, too.
Yeah, I think that, I'm so happy it got renewed for season 8. I think, as we all know. But, I think it's going to give the actors some creative possibilities for their... And I love it, because now we don't need to rush this season mm-hmm. and put all the craziness in. I just want to make sure that they don't, be like, hey, like, let's go on an adventure and do my first, you know, or third directing episode of all time and do something insane, because we can. I really hope it just stays true.
Well, I mean, the writers would be... controlling what the episodes are about, not
That's
necessarily
true.
Them.
But yeah, mm-hmm. it's choices. Because I do feel like some specific episodes that Ian and Paul direct are kind of, they go extreme because they want to try out directing. It's not that they're bad at it. They're good at it. But I just kind of feel as though it's a thing that they want to do as crazy, weird things as they can. And they can make choices, which they have. So we'll see what happens.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And make sure you guys will be back next week to talk more about Vampire Diaries. In the meantime, where can they find you?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, on Twitter and Instagram at samd43, and on Snapchat at samdavidson25.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morfin.
And you can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13, youtube.com/KatieCampbell online. And Friday.
Oh, Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you catch out all the shows that we do here, all the after shows. You can find us everywhere online at AfterBuzzTV. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram, Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.